AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Obama changes course on American troop deployments in Afghanistan.
I've decided to maintain our current posture of 9,800 troops in Afghanistan through most of next year, 2016.
And 5,500 will remain when he leaves office in 2017. That's counter to his original plan to end American involvement there before he leaves office. But he says the situation is too fragile to withdraw the troops. The president today said the mission for the remaining Americans will remain counterterrorism and the training of Afghan forces. In Afghanistan, Doctors Without Borders claims a U.S. tank forced its way onto the compound of a bombed hospital without letting the group know it was coming. Meantime, there's a new claim about what may have been going on at that hospital. AP correspondent Ken Delanian.
The Associated Press has learned that the hospital that U.S. forces mistakenly bombed in Kunduz, Afghanistan, was actually under scrutiny by U.S. intelligence analysts for days beforehand because they thought that the Taliban was operating from there, and further that a Pakistani intelligence operative was operating from there.
A new report is out that finds Border Patrol agents make a low number of immigrant arrests at various inland checkpoints in Arizona. That report comes amid growing opposition to those checkpoints. The Border Patrol says those checkpoints are crucial, though, to stopping human and drug smuggling. No rain in sight in central Texas, where firefighters are battling a wildfire that has already destroyed 9 homes and is threatening hundreds more. Governor Greg Abbott has praise for the people trying to bring that fire under control.
They've been dealing with challenges and shifting winds that have caused it to go in different directions. And they have a singular goal, and that is to try to eliminate this fire as quickly as possible to reduce the extent of damages.
Residents of about 400 homes have been asked to evacuate. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 218. This is AP Radio News. Inflation is down, and that means for the third time in recent years, there will be no cost of living increase for people getting Social Security benefits. The AP's Stephen Olmacher tells us that has upset some seniors who get those benefits.
They don't buy into the idea that their prices have not gone up. And they say their food prices have gone up. In some cases, their housing prices have gone up. And so they don't see this drop in prices, especially those who don't drive very much.
Lower gas prices are one of the factors that led to the decision not to increase the benefits. Tomorrow morning, the final U.S. Airways flight will take off from Philadelphia and will be making stops in Charlotte, North Carolina, Phoenix, and San Francisco. The airline has now merged with American Airlines. Baseball fans will be focused on what happens in Los Angeles tonight. The Dodgers play the Mets to determine which team will move on in the playoffs. The winner of tonight's game will host the Chicago Cubs in the National League Championship Series, which will begin on Saturday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.